At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hello, Raymond. Welcome to the men's room.
Marijuana and madam.
Hola.
Raymond, welcome to the program and the random question. Okay, you can definitely answer this one.
What
did you do that everybody hated?
Oh, well, now you can make me pick one.
Exactly. Well, or, you know, the best one.
Became an alcoholic, actually.
Well, yeah, people hate that.
Who hated it the most, your girlfriend?
Mom and dad, really.
Yeah, it starts with them.
Were you living with them at the time?
I was struggling since I was 12 years old, so.
With booze?
It's just booze, weed, everything.
What introduced you to booze at 12 years old? I mean, we would all, like, sneak a sip from your dad's beer or something like that, but not full-fledged drinking.
That's what started it, was sneaking the drinks younger, and then I started liking the effects and just kept going.
And oh, wow. When did you stop? How old were you when you realized you had a problem? 13.
When I realized I had a problem, I was 16.
Yeah.
But I stopped. I went to Seattle Union Gospel Mission at 44 years old.
44.
Yep.
And when's the last time you had a drink?
It's been over 12 years.
And what was the detox or just convincing yourself that you don't need alcohol like?
It was terrible because I needed it to survive at that point. I was to the point where I had to have a beer when I woke up in the morning or I couldn't function. So
let me ask you this. Was it a one-shot deal or did you trip a couple times before you stuck to it?
And I've been probably 6 or 7 treatments.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's got to be difficult.
Right. Yeah, but you keep going back and then, you know, and now it's been 12 years, so it's
now,
worth it.
Were you just not functional or were you a different person when you were drinking?
At first I was functional, worked and everything, and then something flipped the switch. I turned into a different person, didn't want to work, or anything like that, so.
Are there times in your life that you don't remember?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, did you get that far away?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I went to Florida before I went to treatment up here the month before.
Oh, it's a good idea.
Was it like a last hurrah kind of thing?
It kind of was, because it ended up being more like a Bahama vacation in the sand and going to swim in the ocean and stuff.
Now, did you know you were going to go to rehab after Florida, or did it just work out that way?
I didn't know. I made it back, and as soon as I got back from rehab in Florida, I was drinking.
Oh, so that
you went to rehab?
You went to rehab in Florida?
Yeah.
Come on, man. I mean, just the sound of that says this is not going to work.
And that's only
Florida
for
rehab.
That's only for people who drink Bush Light Tall Boys,
right?
You know what? The final bill on that I seen was over 70 grand.
Did you pay it?
Damn.
Was that out of your pocket?
No, that was insurance paid.
Wow. Wow, man.
Wow. Wow. Okay.
So insurance will pay for rehab.
Absolutely.
Huh.
What's the best thing about your sobriety?
I've got a good job now. My kids like me. My kids like me is the main thing.
That's all that matters.
Okay. Do you have more money in your pocket, I'm guessing?
Oh, all the time.
And
how much better do you look?
I still look skinny and funny looking, but, you know.
But a healthy, skinny, funny looking.
A healthy, skinny, funny looking. Yes, sir.
Do you feel better?
Oh, I do. Let me tell you, I am California sober, so.
Yeah, but still, do you? Right. Yeah, but you're talking about alcohol.
Right. Alcohol and weed are very different
Totally
things.
Different things.
They are. Like I tell everybody, I looked at my 13 or 14 page police reports and never seen no marijuana charges, so I figured I was okay.
What are some of the charges you managed to collect during the days of drinking? Some of the crimes you got busted for?
Oh, let's see. I got a theft two, DUIs, numerous of them. Thankful that I never crashed or killed anybody, man.
Yeah, for sure.
That's a big one.
So, that is.
Wow. Okay. Well, that's a good one. I mean.
Here, let me throw something else at you real quick.
All right.
I'm the guy that always calls from Klamath Falls, so.
No wonder.
Oh,
that's Ted's favorite place.
Ted loves Klamath Falls.
Big tell him that story this weekend of those guys stealing our beer and then just drinking it in front of us. In your defense at Klamath Falls, somebody goes, you should have locked up the storage things. And I said, look, you are correct.
Yes.
I said, but just the fact they were just sitting there on those pickup trucks drinking it.
Look, what are you going to do?
No koozies, just drinking our Miller Lite. Like, where did you get 330s of Miller Lite?
Out of that RV right there.
Yep.
Yeah. Klamath Falls, everyone's favorite.
The reason we asked, what did you do that everybody hated? They say internet bullying is as old as the internet itself. Just ask Ahmed Best. Now, chances are...
You know who that is, Mike?
I know the name.
You defend what he's known for often. I am part of the reason he went through this.
Okay.
Chances are, if you know the name, it's only because he played Jar Jar Binks, possibly the most hated character in the history of the Star Wars franchise. Hate was so bad that when The Phantom Menace came out in 1999, he almost took his own life. Now, in the new Disney Plus series, Light and Magic, Best says, quote, I thought it was my fault. I was 26. What should have felt like the beginning of something quite wonderful felt like the end. So one night he found himself on the Brooklyn Bridge, and he didn't even remember how he got there. But he stepped onto the outside of the bridge and was leaning on one of the pillars. And he thought to himself, I'll show every single one of them what y'all did to me. I'm going to make every one of you feel what you did to me. Now, he was just about at the end of all this when a gust of wind blew at him and almost knocked him off the bridge. Instead of going with it, he actually held on and resisted and grabbed onto a pillar to keep from falling. He said, quote, I got happy that I was afraid. It meant that I wanted to live.
Okay, now look. It's not him. I have no animosity toward Ahmed Best. I don't. You're an actor. This is the role they gave you. Just because you play an infuriatingly stupid and unnecessary character in one of the better movie franchises ever, it's not your fault. You did what the director asked you to do. Now, that said, I have recently re-seen Phantom Menace, where he makes his debut. Because my son, he rolled through all of the Star Wars movies. All right, I give me about 2 weeks. We watched every single one of them. So we did it chronologically. We started with episode 1, The Phantom Menace, all right? And so my kid has always heard about Star Wars. He knows all the memes. He knows all the characters. Just never seen the movie, all right? So it's kind of cool when certain characters said certain things. He's like, oh, that's where that comes from. However, we put on Phantom Menace. I said, this is the first one in the story. Jar Jar Binks pops up. And in about 10 seconds, my son pauses it and just says, what is with this guy? Is he in the whole movie? I said, I have terrible news. This is not just a quick hit thing. We got to deal with this floppy brother for the rest of the movie and a little bit of the second one. And he almost didn't want to finish watching it. I said, listen, just put him out of your mind. He's like, I'm trying to put him on my mind, but they keep putting him on screen. Why does he have so many words to say? I said, look, I don't know. He's a horrible character. It was a stupid idea.
Look,
I don't like his dumbass, but just get through the movie.
I was talking to a guy at the bar. We both watch Andor. I'm like, Zimmy, or does this season kind of suck? Anyway, we started talking about his version of the philosophy of Star Wars, which is, for the most part, even when Alec Guinness was playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, he tried to do more of an American accent than he did typically as far as how he spoke.
Right.
Okay? But the idea being like, with the exception of C-3PO or whatever, most English accents in Star Wars are evil characters.
Yeah, you're a bad guy.
And he said...
Because you sound more threatening when it has, except Darth Vader.
We were going through the formula, correct, which is James. We were going through the formula of Star Wars and how, like, you know which characters are going to be bad in Andor just based on...
He's like,
for example, all of the black characters in Star Wars have always been cool. And I'm like, well, what about Jar Jar Binks? And he's like, well, he's not black. And I'm like...
It was a black actor.
Yes, he is.
But
yes,
he's not a black dude.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. There's no way you can pass that off as anything other than a black character in Star Wars. I'm sorry.
He's not a black character.
Because I know...
And the black dude played him.
Correct.
And he had kind of a Caribbean accent.
Correct.
And he did everything you could to be black.
Correct.
But the black people... We're not claiming Jar Jar Binks, mother effer.
Yeah, but...
got Lando, all right? And we'll take the new guy, whatever the hell his name was, Finn. Jar Jar, I mean, hell no.
Look, if Barney came out and goes, yo, what's up, kids?
Right.
You know, like... Right?
I love me some me.
Yeah.
I'm Barney.
Exactly.
I love me some me.
Is Barney white? I mean, what is Barney?
Yeah, Barney's white.
Well, he's purple.
He's got to be. He's got to know.
No, Barney's not white. Barney's white.
That's fine. We'll take Barney.
You love me. I'd rather have Barney than Jar Jar Binks. Look, Barney, as much as I hated him, did bring joy to people. Jar Jar Binks brought joy to no one.
Grimace. Is Grimace white or black?
Again, he's purple.
I know that. I'm just saying, if you had to put it into a category. You follow what I'm saying?
I don't know.
Grimace Fall.
He likes milkshakes. We know that.
Everybody likes
milkshakes.
That's
all we know. That's all we know. That's all we got on him. Right? I mean, there's other, like the Hamburglar, we know.
He's white.
He's a white guy who steals hamburgers.
Yeah.
You know?
Because that's white. To steal hamburgers. But if he stole rims, you'd be like, he's black.
Okay.
Right, seriously.
I mean, Grimace is supposed to be a milkshake.
He's a taste bud.
Yeah. Taste bud.
What if Ronald McDonald took his makeup off and he was black?
Surprise, mother.
Yeah, exactly. The McRib is back.
Yeah. Permanent, bitch.
We're going to keep it on the menu.
Goddamn right.
Worst sandwich you ever came up with.
I thought you were going to bring up Elmo.
Oh,
did you hear what happened with Elmo?
Oh, yeah.
Elmo's white.
Elmo got hacked. See, no. Elmo actually is black.
Not what he was saying.
That's not what
no,
if
Elmo,
you, if
Elmo,
you read his Twitter account.
Fired Elmo is black.
Yeah, Fired Elmo's
fired
black.
Elmo, the original Fired Elmo is black.
But his Twitter account says right. White. Maybe, and proud
maybe,
of it.
Maybe he can drop the N-bomb because it's back to black Elmo.
That was with an ER, brother. I'm telling you right
about
now.
To say, man.
The stuff that Elmo was saying.
He was tweeting was with an A, so maybe he was using it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't read all of the. If you don't
maybe
know.
Maybe it's okay for Elmo to use the slang if he's black.
If it really is the black Elmo that we know to be, then he can drop that. He can drop
but
that.
But on Sunday, someone hacked into Elmo's Twitter account, and as you may have got, very anti-Semitic, very racist stuff. But again, it's bad what he's saying, but when you look at it, it's still just this fluffy little picture of Elmo. Just this happy guy. And I guess his Twitter account's all about positivity.
Oh, yeah. It's Elmo, dude. Mm-hmm.
Random, yeah, well, not for you.
Not for you minorities. Not for you.
He's got a thought on everybody.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, he really was heavy on the anti-Semitic stuff.
He really, I did not know that about Elmo. But according to his Twitter account, man, oh, man, he's got some Mel Gibson-level problems.
Cost him a job, man.
I know. If he were anyone other than Elmo, he's not working on the street. If I posted what he posted, I'd be out of work.
Yeah.
But Elmo can.
I post that stuff all the time.
Oh, Elmo was hacked.
And what does everyone say? Oh, someone hacked my account. We never believe him.
That's right.
But with Elmo, all of a sudden, we all believe, somebody had that. We don't know.
He takes some Ambien, too?
Yeah. I mean, everyone. Oh, I got hacked. That's why this horrible thing out of my account. But with Elmo, we choose to believe him. I don't. I think Elmo got drunk.
Elmo got hacked.
Elmo's sharing some feelings.
Elmo just got wasted at the bar.
I tell you what.
Somebody take Elmo's phone, man. He's going for it.
This is to you people.